This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
You know, when you think of clean eating, and I even get this sort of misconception myself, I say, okay, when I get paid, then I'm going to really go and buy all those healthy foods, and I'm going to, you know, get the fish that I want because it's really expensive, the wild caught, the sustainable. I'll go to the farmer's market and shop locally, even though it's more expensive. But there are ways to shop and eat clean on a budget. You don't have to wait till you come into money to eat that much healthier. My guest today is Joey Thurman. He's a health, fitness, and nutrition expert and the creator of the Lifestyle Renovation website. Welcome to the show, Joey. So tell us a little bit about eating clean on a budget. Give us five ways or so.
Yeah, you know, everybody thinks that eating clean is going to be very, very expensive, but you don't have to go to Whole Foods or all these fancy places all the time. You can pick things like frozen fruits and vegetables, which a lot of people think, you know, frozen fruits and veggies lose their nutritional content. That's actually not the case. When those are picked, they're picked at their peak ripeness. So they're frozen right there. So they're maintaining their nutritional content. And oftentimes you can go to Costco and get a 5-pound bag of blueberries where, you know, you're buying the fresh blueberries and you're paying 3-4 times the amount, you know, just for the fresh and not the frozen berries, things like that. You probably want to stay away from what's called the dirty dozen. That these are fruits and vegetables that have lots of chemicals in them. So this is, if you're going to buy organic, this is absolutely what you want to do. You know, apples, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, grapes, bell peppers, cucumbers, those are things that absolutely have the highest amount of pesticides in them. But if you're going to go with fruits and vegetables that have like a thicker skin, like a grapefruit or a banana, those are a little bit more protected, something that you peel. Those you don't necessarily have to buy organic, where you can save some money on.
Okay, so deciding what you want to buy organic, mm-hmm. and you know what you can kind of get away with, that's one way. So you look at some of those things and you remember to even wash, you know, a cantaloupe, for example, even though it's got that thick peel and you don't typically think of that as being something where pest, wash the peel because it can, when you cut the fruit.
Exactly.
But what about, like, okay, farmers markets, let's start there too, because
yeah.
Farmers markets tend to be a little bit more expensive. And so people go there and they say, well, at Whole Foods, they got the same beets for whatever, and they look a little nicer, or they're not wilted greens, or they're...
Exactly.
So tell us about the farmers markets.
Yeah, you know the farmers market is, yes, some can be more expensive and some cannot. You essentially need to go and talk to your local farmers, and sometimes, you know, they'll give you the best deal that they absolutely can. But yes, they are not a Whole Foods. They are not a big company where you're going to get a huge discount on things. But one thing you can do is sign up for what's called a community supported agriculture group. So you can go and you can even join in with one of your neighbors or friends, where it's you go to a local farm or sign up, and they will deliver weekly or biweekly fresh fruits or vegetables to your door. So if you know that every single month that you like a box of fresh veggies, that will show up at your door, and you can split the cost with your neighbor or friend. And that's a good way to save money, and you know that you're getting the fresh, minimally processed, minimal pesticide-used fruits and vegetables straight to your door. That's a great way to do it. Just build a relationship with your local farmer, or, you know, join a CSA group right there.
That's a great tip, Joey, because really, and I've looked into that myself for meats. You can do it for eggs. You can do
exactly.
it for dairy. You can do it for produce.
You can do it for
There's
flowers
a lot of,
if you want. You know, keep it pretty.
You can do it for flowers. Mm-hmm. I mean, for meat, you got to be somebody who eats a lot of meat, because
yeah.
they give you, you know, I mean, you got to have a lot of friends that go in on it with you, because they give you half a cow or,
yeah.
you know, something yeah. like that. But at least you're getting it. And like you say, you know exactly. You can even go visit the farm.
Yep.
And see exactly where your produce or your meat or your eggs are coming from, what it looks like, how the chickens are raised, anything you want. You can generally go there. So that's really a good one. Now, what about growing what you can? So, Joey, for me, I got a big garden. I live in the suburbs of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
My garden is huge. I work it, God, nearly every day. There's a lot of work to do. But people say, oh, well, I mean, I only have a little rooftop, or I only
right.
have a little deck, or I only, but what can you do to kind of grow your own and save some money on those expensive herbs and vegetables?
Yeah, you know, seeds are very, very inexpensive. So you can go ahead and get some seeds, or you know, get some fresh basil or mint, and you can grow those. I live in the city of Chicago. Just get a planter and plant some basil or mint, and that's actually a great way. Once that gets growing, I mean, it's literally like a weed. It just keeps growing, growing, and growing, no matter how many times you pick it. So a great way to add some freshness into your food. My wife loves doing this all the time. She takes ground turkey meat and puts some fresh mint in there. So I've got very minimally processed ground turkey meat and put some fresh mint in there, and that just really adds a nice vibrance, essentially, to your meal that you're not used to getting. And that mint, as opposed to going and paying $5 for a little thing of mint or basil, you've got a plethora of it just sitting on your balcony. You can pick that whenever you want, and you know exactly where that came from. And the minimal amount that you paid for the seeds definitely is worth the expense.
Oh, it is. And certainly for mojitos, that mint comes in so handy. And it is a perennial. So, yeah. I mean, we can point out that mint is a perennial. So if you do have even a little spot in your garden somewhere or in your yard, you can stick some mint down in there. You can use oregano as a perennial. Thyme is a perennial. Tarragon's a perennial. You know, a lot of these, and even in some, I mean, asparagus is a perennial. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of these things that come back every year that you only have to plant once if you can find a little corner of some garden in your backyard or something where these things will keep coming back year after year, because that's really awesome. Now, what about kitchen tools? Mm-hmm. I love kitchen gadgets, but I don't like a cluttered kitchen. So, I mean, do we go to Crate and Barrel? They're so expensive. Williams-Sonoma, even worse.
Exactly. Things new are extremely expensive. It's like buying a new car. Once you drive it off the lot, it loses its value. So you can buy gently used things off of eBay or Craigslist, or if you want a mixer or a blender or a juicer, you can easily search. Just type in used blender or juicer. There are a bunch of people that probably got these for wedding gifts or all sorts of stuff that were probably not even used, and they just want to unload them. So that's a good place to check right there. And that's also a great way to get your vitamins and minerals, just getting a juicer or a blender, and you throw your fruits and vegetables in there, and you're on the run. Throw some water in there, blend that up, and take it on the go.
Oh, it's awesome, and that's what I do when I have a bumper crop, too, is make gazpacho and just chuck everything in. So just to recap what Joey Thurman has said, shopping at Farmer's Market or joining the CSA, the Community Supported Agriculture, is a great way to save money on fresh fruits, vegetables, meats and cheeses and eggs and any of these dairy products is a CSA or your farmer's market. Grow what you can. You do not need to spend on herbs and things. You can grow those yourself. Craigslist is a great way to get some gently used kitchen tools. You know, you can, if you're done with one, give it to a friend. You know, and do what you can to be organic. Look up those Dirty Dozen, as Joey said, because I think that that is so important to be able to know where those are. And then stocking up on frozen vegetables. He loves frozen, and thinking that they, you know, people think they don't have as much nutrition, but they really do. So, Joey, you got about 30 seconds. Your best advice, as I just recapped it, give us your best advice for eating clean on a budget.
That's very good. I say stay away from pretty much anything that's bagged and processed. We can go ahead and you can buy pounds of meat, and the frozen stays good for a long time. That's probably the easiest thing that you can do. The frozen meat, if you're not using it, you got fresh meat, freeze it. Freeze your vegetables, freeze your spinach. It all can go into a blender or a smoothie maker or a juicing machine, and you can really get those nutrients and eat clean on a budget.
Rock on. Those are great, great tips to eating clean on a budget and to eating healthier. You don't need to look for the most expensive products out there. You can eat clean. And eating clean is the direction I think that we're all going, and you're seeing it more and more. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Stay well.